All right, it's time for another weigh-in. It's time for another weigh-in on my new scale. Remember in my last video about 2 weeks ago, I made a video about my weight. Okay, I bought this scale on Amazon and it showed up, so I unboxed the scale and I weighed myself. How much did I weigh? I think I weighed 175 pounds. Yeah, I think it was 175 pounds. Okay, so we're gonna do another weigh-in. Do you think I will have gained weight or lost weight? Now, I had some interesting questions on that video. Okay, a few different people asked me, "Hey, Mark, why do you have the scale in your bathroom? I mean, why did you put it in your bathroom?" And I thought that was a strange question. I was like, "What? Why are people asking me this question?" To me, this is the only room to have the scale in. I mean, where else would I put it? In my kitchen? In my bedroom? Right? This is only for a bathroom. Okay, I never considered the idea that I could put this in any other room. I mean, I could put it in my kitchen, right? I could put it anywhere. But the idea of putting it anywhere else didn't even cross my mind. I didn't even know I was allowed to put this in a different room. To me, it was so automatic. I didn't even think about it. It just needs to go in the bathroom. So this idea of having the scale in the bathroom is so ingrained in our minds in Western culture, people wouldn't even consider having it in another room. Okay, this idea is so ingrained. Ingrained means fixed. Okay, it's permanently in your brain. Okay, so this idea is so ingrained that this is actually called a bathroom scale. Okay, so if you want to buy this on Amazon, you need to type in bathroom scale. Okay, or if you go to Walmart and you're looking around, you could say, "Hey, excuse me, do you guys sell bathroom scales? Excuse me, do you sell bathroom scales here?" Okay, so this is called a bathroom scale. Okay, so it's that's it's just it's so it's ingrained in our minds in Western culture that there is no other room for this. It's called a bathroom scale and it belongs here in the bathroom. I mean, there are other kinds of scales. Okay, actually I have a kitchen scale here. Look at this scale. Okay, so this is called a kitchen scale. It's much smaller. It's obviously for measuring, the weight of different foods. If you're cooking something and you need a really precise measurement, okay, you could measure out your milk or your sugar or something on here. Okay, so hey, let's do a measurement right now. Let's measure my dental floss. Okay, so I'm just gonna start up this camera here. Ooh, 32 grams. Nice. Now I'm gonna measure my body weight. I'm curious to see. Come on. Turn on. Okay. Hey, there's me. You can see my reflection in the scale. Okay. So it's on pounds there. You can see LB is the abbreviation for pounds. Okay, so let's go. What's it gonna be? Whoa, I've gained weight. What? That can't be right. Okay, let me just stand up straight normally here. 179 pounds. I gained 4 pounds and that can't be right. Let me try this again. I can't have gained 4 pounds in 2 weeks. Maybe it's the mic. So I have my microphone, but that can't weigh 4 pounds. So let's try this again. Okay, so it's zero. Just gonna stand on there. Wow, 179 pounds. Man, I gained weight. I'm even fatter than I was before. The reason I bought a scale was because people were telling me I looked fat in my videos, and now I'm even fatter. Oh no, that's terrible news. Hey, did you get fatter in the last 2 weeks? I hope you got fatter too, so that it makes me feel not as bad. But anyway, so I just wanted to talk about that cultural difference in this video. It's like I said, in all my experience Here in Canada, the only place I've ever seen a scale like this is in a bathroom. I've never seen it in any other room in a house. But I want to know, like, in your country, like, the reason people asked me that question was because they thought it was strange, right? So that shows there's a big cultural difference here. So I want to know, in your country, where would you put a scale like this? I mean, would you put it in your kitchen? Would you put it in your bedroom, your living room? I have no idea where you guys would put it. For me, I didn't even think about the I didn't know I had the option of putting it in any other room. That just made me think about this a little bit more, like, wow, these cultures are just so different. I think another cultural difference, and that could be why we put the scale here, is because in Western culture, bathrooms are dry places, okay? Whereas in a lot of other countries, bathrooms are wet places. Like in Thailand or India or other countries, I think most Asian countries, bathrooms are considered wet places. Like, you might have a shower like right here, right? Your toilet is here, your shower is here, and you just shower and the water goes everywhere. Bathrooms in Asian countries. Now, I've never been to Africa or South America, so if you're from those continents or Australia, I am assuming Australia is the same as Canada, but I've never been to South America or Africa. So let me know what bathrooms are like in those places. But in the Asian countries I've been in, bathrooms are usually much smaller than they are here in Western countries. And they're wet, like you have your toilet here, your shower here, and like I said, as you shower, water just goes everywhere, and the floors are tiled. You can see this is there's no tiles here. The floor is wood, so it's not supposed to get wet. And that's why we have, that's why showers have curtains like this, because if you don't have a shower curtain, your whole bathroom is going to get wet. And that's a problem because of the floors and the walls. They're not designed to get wet. Also, my toilet paper would get destroyed, right? If I showered like that, and the water would get over here, my toilet paper would just get destroyed. So yeah, bathrooms in Canada, the U.S., most parts of Europe, I think they're dry places, and that's a huge cultural difference. That's just it takes a lot of getting used to. Like toilet paper. You might not even know how to use toilet paper. Maybe you've never used toilet paper in your life. Well, people from Canada or the US, if they go to Thailand or India, they maybe use a bum hose for the first time in their life, right? Remember when I was over in Thailand, I made a video about the bum hose, or the, what's it called? Bidet hose or bidet sprayer, the different words you can use for that. But yeah, people over there, they don't use toilet paper, and one of the reasons is maybe because the bathroom is a wet place. Okay, so the same thing with a scale. I mean, it might not make sense in your country to put a scale in your bathroom because obviously it's got electronic parts and it might get damaged, right? If something like this gets wet, it gets damaged. So that makes sense, right? So yeah, that's just a pretty big cultural difference. So I just wanted to talk about that, and I wanted to ask where you would put this in your house. But anyway, that's it for today. Hope you guys haven't gained too much weight like I have now. I'm extra fat now. I hope you're not extra fat after this quarantine we've been going through. Hope you guys are safe. Hope you guys are happy. Hey, I'll see you guys over in the next episode of Mad English TV. Take care.